Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
That Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Grumpy Pants, Mr. I need to eat by 7 a.m. every day, otherwise I get crabby.
Hey.
Mr. Evan is here.
My routine is I roll out of bed. Mm-hmm. And eat.
Sometimes in bed.
If I didn't think I would recreate the office, I would have a foreman right at my bed.
Just grill the foot.
Just grill. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
We are at the French Hen in St. Paul. Sorry, I had a stroke.
Yeah, well, it's
I just
fine.
Had a mini stroke. French Hen is right off of Selby.
Right across the street from Cheeky Monkey.
Exactly. We're on Selby, right?
I have no idea.
Sounds right.
I have no idea where we are. You forget. If I'm a passenger in a car,
right.
As and far as I'm concerned, I have teleported to the location.
And St. Paul is there be dragons for you.
It is, yeah.
Gone over this.
There's double...
Selby, yeah.
Double right. Trouble in Sorry. Terms of my geographical awareness.
Had to consult the four squares.
It's okay.
But we're doing a breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
Because this week I've got something going on Monday night.
And I'm going on vacation next week, so right. My time is extremely limited.
Right. So, ta-da, it's a brunch show.
Yeah, but we haven't done a breakfast show
a couple months.
In a few months.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
Yeah. Right. And it gives us the opportunity to go come over to St. Paul and not have to fight the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And not get back to our respective houses by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's a beautiful day outside, so
it is.
Of course
we're inside.
to give you an idea where this place is, we're about a block west of the Happy Gnome,
mm-hmm.
Right across the street from Solovino. You mentioned Cheeky Monkey right across the street. This is also in the same kind of business
complex
of my dance studio that we come for dance lessons.
And we, you mean you and your girlfriend,
exactly.
Not we as in we.
Yeah. Although I think we'd
no.
Be an elegant couple.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You're fleet of foot.
I'm a fabulous dancer.
You are.
That I'm not arguing. I just don't think, I think we would have leading issues.
Oh, I can follow. I'd let you
can
lead.
You follow?
I'd let you lead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying no.
All right.
So.
I'll see. Let's pop our head in on the way out.
No.
I'll introduce
no, that
you
I am
to my instructor,
Jay. I have things to do.
Are you sure?
I'm a busy man today.
I'm
a busy man this weekend.
I think you need to meet Jay.
Because I've got in-laws in town.
That's true.
And I've got vacation looming, which means I got to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out how to pack as much crap as I want to bring.
Pack as much food as you can bring.
I got food. I got games I got to bring.
Mm-hmm.
I got... And we're dealing with a van... Like a typical van, like,
yeah.
You know, big van, with six guys and a child, plus assorted luggage.
All right. Are you renting a van or somebody
no,
owns
No, someone owns this van.
That van has to smell terrible.
Oh.
Afterwards.
Oh, my God. It's actually, that part's not bad.
You probably all have to throw in another $50 just to have it cleaned afterwards.
That's not the problem. It was kind of funny because, you know...
Smell like foot and ass.
One of the sixth guy to show up, he just announced that he's coming with us
right.
On Friday.
Ta-da.
So it's like, well, we always thought he was coming, but he was kind of hemming and hawing about it.
Sure.
But he finally made a decision on Friday.
Right.
So we're like, okay, how the hell are we going to get all this luggage with all these guys? Because they're all about my size.
This is going to end poorly.
Yeah. And...
You rent a little U-Haul?
Well, that's what I thought, but then we have to pay for two parking spots. Which we actually found a stupidly cheap parking place,
right.
So that might not be a terrible idea.
Right.
But, imagine this. Downtown Indianapolis, $10 a day.
a little different in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
Yeah. 24 hours, and you pay when you leave.
Considering that's how much it cost me for an hour to park downtown when I've come to meet you for a food truck.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Well, to be fair, I think it's like $8 for the first hour, $9 for the second hour, and then anything past that is just $10.
Jesus.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. So anyway, we were talking about moving the luggage onto the top rack of the van, just so we have more room. And the driver, thank you. The driver was complaining about the gas mileage. I'm like, we're gonna have 1,200 pounds of man in the van.
Yeah,
I think gas mileage is
out the window. It's gonna be like you get 9 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
So to give you an idea of this place. Just to kind of switch back.
That's fine.
It's definitely got the coffee shop vibe.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me a lot of Hazel's.
Yes. Reminds me a lot of Hazel's. It's also kind of a weird cross between the Hazel's and there's a place off of 28th and something in South Minneapolis called the Corner Cafe.
Okay.
Which we haven't been to. They don't really have a full menu, but they've got really, really good sandwiches. They've got this peppercorn cheese spread.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd go there and just have them just shoot that in there. Never mind. I stopped myself before I said something that we'd all be ashamed of. Either way, it's good. Nice wood floors. We've got a potted tree in the center of the room that kind of breaks up the area a little bit. You know, nice soft colors. And we've got what looks to be a kind of a shabby chic shop connected next door.
Yeah, a little boutique-y place.
Right. Now, while I've been in this area quite a few times, I've never actually been here.
Okay.
So I'm kind of...
To give locals a signpost with which to kind of gauge this area. If you've never been to the area, I'll tell you this. When I got out of the car, because as I mentioned, I don't pay attention to where we're going.
No.
If I'm a passenger.
We're in Detroit right now. I don't know if you knew.
If I didn't know, if before I had seen Cheeky Monkey,
right.
I thought we were in the 50th and France area.
Really?
I did.
You are terrible with directions.
I just don't pay attention.
I know you don't.
It's not so much being bad at directions. I'm not paying attention. I've got other things on my mind.
You were talking to me the entire time. What the hell?
I know.
Are you that shut off?
Like, no, I'm focused. I cannot. It's
tunnel vision.
I got a lot going on, and me knowing where we're going affects my life not at all.
Right. You're just happy to be here.
I'm the best passenger ever.
You really are.
Because I just don't care.
Not only that.
I'm begging to be kidnapped is what I'm saying.
I do enjoy the fact that you're quiet after the meal. Once we get back in the car to go back. You know, you'll talk,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually down on the phone.
Because I moved on to the next thing.
Right. Yeah, you're past me.
I'm past you. You are merely a formality that drives me home.
I am a bump in the road,
yep.
if you will. So you got something that I don't think we've ever had.
I've never even heard of it available.
Yeah.
Which is shocking because I'm a fan of the Blood Orange.
Right.
It is the most goth of all the fruits. So I wanted some orange juice. I just wanted something other than water.
Right.
And I didn't even see this on the menu, but I'm like, can I have some orange juice? He's like, well, do you want the regular or the Blood Orange?
You know what you should have done?
Mm-hmm.
The Blood Orange Mimosa.
That could be good. That could be really good.
That would have been fantastic.
But I did not. I just went with the Blood Orange. And it's good. It's, I would say, it's definitely, you know, it tastes a little thinner than like what you'd consider like general orange juice.
No pulpy.
And it's not pulped at all. I mean, it's and it's a little... If you had just plopped this in front of me and say, what is this? What do you think this is? I would not have guessed Blood Orange. I would guess...
This looks a little bit closer to tomato juice.
In consistency and color, yes, but in taste, it's more like orange juice with like ruby red grapefruit. It's got a little bit of bitterness to it, and more so than like a blood orange would. Like, because I've had blood orange all over the all the time.
All right, let's go back to it. Archer Farms blood orange soda. Come on now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So it's good. I mean, I'm not complaining, but it's like this is not exactly what I was expecting.
Right.
But I think it will work well. I think I would have this in a Bloody Mary over tomato juice in a heartbeat.
Well, that would be a completely different drink.
Well, I'm saying if we're doing breakfast cocktails.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So. But it's more than likely fresh because you can definitely taste the rind.
Can I smell it? I don't want to taste it.
Why were you laughing?
It's a smell. It smells like Kool-Aid.
Think so?
Yeah. It smells like.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Like fruit punch Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Red Kool-Aid.
Red Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So you had quite the adventure last night, is what I heard.
I did.
I saw it on the Twitter that you were all over the place.
Well, like I said on the way over here, and I'll kind of recap it, is because of the diet that I'm on, I need to eat fairly the same time every day. Otherwise, demons come out.
Angry Dave comes out.
Angry Dave. Yeah, I see red, honestly, is what happens.
It's like the Hulk.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
Right. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
You're welcome to it.
So, we try to do a date night where we go out someplace.
I guess we, being you and the girlfriend.
Yeah, me and the girlfriend try to go out to a place where we haven't been before, which... It is getting harder because I've gone a lot of places with you, and I've gone a lot of places with her, and so the list is getting shorter and shorter by the passing weeks. We try to do it about every 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks or so, do a nice meal. Not necessarily we have to get all dressed up and gussied up to go out, but, you know, just something nice. And last time I planned it, we went to Heidi's, and it was fantastic, and so it was her turn. And we don't really keep track of whose turn it is. But she's like, surprise date night dinner. And it's set for 9 o'clock, and we have a shared Google calendar, so we can keep track of each other's schedule.
That's a real sign of a committed relationship when you have a shared Google calendar.
And honestly, we don't have that.
My wife and I don't have that.
It is remarkable, because we never have any question about where either one of us is at, or like, do we have anything going on. We're never late, never overbooked, never double booked. It's fantastic. I realize how kind of a yuppie.
Yeah, you're very much a yuppie. It's kind
over.
Of amazing.
It's over.
What really solves it for me is the sunglasses and the collar.
I know. Sorry.
That's okay.
I suck today.
It's all right.
So
you had a big night, so you're
I know.
Excused.
I'm coming, actually coming
you're
down.
You're basically
down
a hangover. You're basically hungover.
It is. So she puts it on the schedule for 9 p.m. I'm like, well, this just isn't going to work.
I know. I...
You're in bed by then, aren't you?
Well, yes, there is that too, but it's like there would be. I wouldn't go so far as to say a murder in my house if we had to do that, but there'd be an assault.
Yeah. Some sort of violent crime.
Some violent crime.
Yeah.
More than likely against an animal or a neighbor.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I would harm my wife in any way.
Right.
If anything, she would harm me.
You might throw things.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I could do dinner at 9.
Right.
There's no way.
So, and none of that, she's like, you got to get dressed up. And already, it's Friday. It's casual day. And at my job, casual day means I can wear a t-shirt to work, which is fantastic. If I could wear shorts to work, I would never, ever, ever leave this job. Ever. Like, ever. It'd be done deal, game on.
This is where I'm retiring.
This is where I'm going to be the rest of my life. I'm going to paint my office all black, and it's going to be fantastic.
paint your office black.
You didn't see the Office episode where Dwight was interimly named the branch manager?
No, I only watched the first season. So.
And he decided that he wanted an office that displayed power, so he painted it all black, all the walls black.
No, missed that one.
That was good. So that's been my dream. Black office.
People shouldn't dream to be Dwight Schrute.
I know. So I'm really crabby at this point. I'm doing my absolute best to put on a happy face because it's date night.
Yeah, it's date night.
I don't want a poo-poo date night.
Yeah.
So we leave at about 8:15. And she's like, it's downtown. We need to get there a little bit early. I'm like, okay, fine. And she pulls up, and we end up going to dinner at Manny's.
Nice.
Which, for those of you who are listening out of state, this is the grand poobah. This is none higher. This is the bar to which all restaurants are judged against in the Twin Cities.
For steaks.
For steaks and for, I would say, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
It was that type of experience. It is everything that I've been to steakhouses before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the steakhouse before.
Oh, so you've never been to Manny's?
No, I've never been to Manny's.
Okay, because I have.
Oh, yeah, see. And to me, that was like the quintessential steakhouse experience.
Okay.
Because I've been to Capitol Grill, been to Ruth's Chris. I've been to some places in Chicago where they've done, and have been great, great steakhouses. This to me was just the perfect balance of somewhat casual, but taking the food, the steaks extremely seriously.
Okay.
Just an excellent drinks. My God, I was just plowed. I mean, just bombed. I started off with a drink that, I wrote it down. Let me look it up here. I keep calling it the Elysian, but that's the Matt Damon movie that just came out. It's Epiphany, which was Grey Goose, vodka, and Saint Germain.
Okay.
I'll show you a picture, which is really good for radio. But that's a flower floating in that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Edible flower. I believe it was like an elderflower.
Yeah, well, at Saint Germain, if memory serves, is an elderflower liqueur. And yes, you have to say liqueur.
And it might have been the sweetest drink I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And after that, and by that time, I hadn't had any food since noon. That was instant. I'm having a great time. I'm, you know, just having a wee old time. Now, I know other steakhouses do this. They bring out the meat before it's been cooked on a big old wagon to show you the cuts.
Okay.
But I never experienced it before. And it's almost comical when you're watching this, because they wheel out this cart that is about 4 feet long, and it's got all these meat cuts on the plate. Got your filet mignon, got your large filet mignon. Mignon.
Filet mignon.
Yeah, exactly. You got New York strip. And then they go into the bone-in steaks, which are just obscene in size. The porterhouses, the double porterhouse, which might have been the biggest steak I've ever seen in my life. And then we ended up, we were going to split the bludgeon of beef.
The bludgeon?
The bludgeon of beef. Which is, technically it's called a tomahawk chop.
Okay.
It's a double cut ribeye, but it's got this long, what looks to be like a tomahawk. So it looks like a giant tomahawk or axe with this giant bone on it. It's so big, I mean, it serves two people. It's just obscenely big. What's even funnier is when they go to the seafood offerings, because they'll just wave the salmon past you, don't explain it. It's just, hey, we got some salmon.
Yeah, we got this. You don't care.
But then they start bringing out the lobster, and it's a live lobster, still alive, still on the cart. And it's the big, I mean, a monstrous lobster. And it's like a 2-pound lobster. And honestly, if I ever encountered that in the ocean, kill it with fire. Just kill it. I mean, there isn't a knife big enough for me to stab that thing out the gut. But then they bring out the lobster tail. This table is about 2 feet wide.
Yeah, about that.
That is how big the lobster was. It was comical. It was looked like a movie prop. It didn't look real.
Now, how much of your perception do you think is due to the fact that you were shit-faced at that point?
I would say I was inebriated at this point. I would say there's probably a 10% that, but the lobster tail, honestly, was the size of, from my, the point of my elbow to the tip of my finger. That's how long it was, and it was round like a football. It was $100.
Are you sure it wasn't a seal?
I think it was a badger tail.
A badger tail. Well, no, I think it's just the seal that they call the lobster tail. Right. It's just the whole seal.
It frightens me that was ever alive.
I know. It's. I think they killed that in Pacific Rim. I think that was
It's kaiju.
Yeah. There you go. Although, you're lucky I gave that to you.
That looks awesome,
though. It does look awesome. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, dear God.
Can I get you anything else right away? Ketchup,
no, that's okay.
I think we're good.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
That looks healthy.
That hurts my soul to look at.
Can we get another menu real quick?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
I don't remember what's all in this.
I do.
Well, I do too. Well, I mean, thank you.
Thank you. Holy.
Speaking of ridiculous portions.
I didn't even get into the hash browns that I had last night, so
yeah.
I'm going to do my best to help you, but I might
be tapping out. So you want to finish? You want to finish this segment of the story?
Sure.
And then we'll get into the food.
Mm-hmm. So I decided on the bone-in ribeye, which is formidable, but not out of line. My lovely girlfriend gets the got the bone-in. Filet mignon, which was large in size, but it had that nice bone flavor. Oh yeah, you all right? Is that hot? Looks hot. I can't tell if you're having a moment or you're crying. Are you okay? Are you all right? Is that hot?
It's not hot. Well, it's got spice, but...
Oh, not...
That is glorious, is what that is. That is... And that one forkful is about 30 points.
I don't care. I already worked out this morning, so I'm
good. So you're good. You might have to go back.
I'm going to have a salad the rest of the weekend. But so they do, as a side, they do hash browns for the table.
Yeah, I don't know if this qualifies as a side.
No. I'm talking about last night.
Oh.
And it is the size of a skillet. It might as well have been served in a skillet. It's served for the table, says it serves four. It could serve eight. Easy. All right, I'm excited for this. Hold on.
I know.
I would have been fine with just that.
I know. That's what I was thinking. We should explain.
No.
So we're both big fans of poutine.
Yes. I'm a convert.
You're a convert. Mm-hmm. I was always there.
Yeah.
And they do what they call kind of their ode to the poutine. Now, traditionally, a poutine is cheese curds, gravy, and french fries. What they do is they do a hash brown, which is a really good hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they top it with this andouille sausage gravy, and then with some melted Gruyere over it. First off, it's $5, and it's the size of your entree omelet.
Yeah, it's huge.
You might feel a little silly ordering just this, mm-hmm. but I think you'd be well served by it. But it is outstanding, mm-hmm. and way underpriced.
I'd pay $8,
mm-hmm.
maybe $9.
I mean, the hash browns are fantastic. That andouille gravy is creamy. It's got just enough heat that you notice it. That Gruyere is, again, just very smooth. And it is ridiculous.
That should be at the top of the menu, not
buried
at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even notice they had it. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't even say, like, poutine.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
My God.
You haven't even eaten, dived into anything else.
Yeah. Damn.
God almighty. It's so good.
I know.
So, I'll keep recapping and finish up.
Sure.
So in addition to the steaks, we also split the hash browns and a wedge salad, which was an entire head of lettuce. It wasn't a wedge, it was a head. Again, just obscene in size. But probably the best blue cheese dressing I've ever had in my life.
Right.
It was like the best like peppercorn ranch you ever had, and then just monstrous chunks of blue cheese in it. Huge chunks of bacon. And huge just wedges of red onion and tomato. Really, really good. The steaks were fantastic. Cooked perfectly. I might have had the best waiter experience I've ever had there.
Which is funny because you typically are...
I'm very hard on waiters.
Yeah.
I'm very, very hard on service. I'd like to give a little shout out to our guy, Donald. Very, very elegant man. He took very, very good care of us and was just outstanding from front to back. But extremely good service. I recommend anyone to try it out. Just simply due to the fact that I don't think you've really hit. Say you've been everywhere in Minneapolis until you've been to Maine. It was that type of experience. It wasn't overwhelming, it wasn't stuffy, but it was an experience that it just was very, very pure. Steak, meat, potatoes, excellent service, no frills, you know, you're going to see some weird stuff on the menu, great drinks, unbelievable wine list, but just one of the best dining experiences I've ever had, period.
Yeah, I've been to Manny's a couple times for work. We do lunches.
Lucky bastard.
And there's kind of two places we always go to for work lunches. Aside from just like going to grab something to eat and bring it back. We're doing like a formal, like team-wide lunch. It all comes down to is someone trying to sell us something or convince us to do something? Because if they're doing that, then we're going to Manny's. If we're just hanging out, then we'll go to Ike's, which is still very good.
Very awesome, yeah.
But I've been to Manny's a couple times for lunch, and I've always been very impressed with it. I think it's one of those where if we made it like a date night situation, I think it could get pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, and it was. Mm-hmm. It was completely out of line. I mean, not out of line. It was completely outrageous. I didn't think I was ever getting scammed.
No, that wasn't where I was going with that. It's just more just...
It's ridiculously expensive. I mean, it's absurd. But it's an experience, and it's something that everyone should have. So, we've dove into our entrees.
Yes.
And the entrees really are the side item to the routine.
They are.
But mine was very good. It was very good. They've got four omelets to choose from. And I got the omelet Florentine, which has mushrooms, spinach, tomatoes, and Gruyere in it. A little drug through the garden. That's sort of the root vegetable hash.
I typically get the hash browns.
Right.
So you have to ask for
vegetable hash for an upcharge, but it's very good. And it's a nice change of pace. I do like hash browns, and I love those hash browns. But this has some squash and carrot in it as well. And a little bit of onion. Very, very nice. Just kind of a change up. Unfortunately, I'm only going to get about halfway through this thing before saying I'd like to focus a little bit more attention on the routine.
I wouldn't blame you.
Served with a wheat toast. Serviceable. But I'm not going to lie, the real star here is the...
That poutine-ish thing. Well, I went with the quiche. I'm still smarting from the departure of Mill City Cafe and their regular quiches. Although I heard they reopened. I just haven't been to the new location yet.
I think I actually know where the new location is.
I think I do too. I just haven't gotten around there. But there's definitely something you said from a breakfast place you can walk to.
Yeah.
So... So I've been quiche-less for far too long. And this is it's a personal quiche. You're not getting a slice. It's a whole quiche. And it's bacon, spinach, and Gruyere. Pretty standard, pretty basic stuff. It actually has a shredded potato crust, almost like a hash brown crust. Excuse me.
That's like the Chipotle chips.
It's very hard, or it's very hot. So that's slowing me down. You know, it's good. I've had better, I guess. I like my quiches a little more, not loose, but a little more cheesy, I guess. And part of that, I understand, is just the Gruyere. Gruyere is not a very, I don't want to say it's not a melty cheese, because it melts fine, but it's not a gooey cheese.
Great. It's not, yeah. I think it just kind of stays.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's good. The bacon is perfect. It's a little heavy spinach for me, but you know, that's just myself. And I got a little side of fruit.
Very healthy of you.
I try. Well, after that, I mean, I need something.
Mm. I love the fact that. Because the gravy and the cheese is set up on the hash browns,
mm-hmm.
You're not cutting it like a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious meat and potato gravy cake. God, that's good. God, that is really good. Sweet mother of God.
I mean, this might sound weird given my past, but I've really become a fan of sausage gravy.
That might be the... I don't believe that for a second. You've always been a fan of sausage.
Well, it's more... It's not that I was ever against it. It's more I just didn't realize it.
Right.
Like, I didn't know. I didn't understand. Couldn't fathom.
Couldn't wrap your brain around it.
I couldn't. Get that greenery away from me.
I would honestly come back here and that would be all I would order.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe actually it's really good with a little bit of toast on toast.
Oh, I bet.
You want it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's like it's carb heaven. But
I'm tempted. I have a vegan barbecue tonight.
Yeah, you gotta get. We gotta meet you up.
Well, I was more.
That
tempted.
That sounds really dirty.
Yeah. I was tempted more to just get some to go and then just like reheat it. Ahead of time, but
yeah, that's not the worst idea you've ever had. See what I mean? No, go ahead, it's all you.
Ridiculous,
like a poutine sandwich.
The thing that's crazy about this, again, I hate to keep going back to it, but it is ridiculously underpriced.
Yeah. What was it? $5?
$5.
Yeah, I would have paid. I think at this point for the portion size. And I'm done after this bite,
mm-hmm.
So game on to you.
Okay.
I'd pay $8.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $9. That was like all andouille sausage that bite. And I looked. I gotta stop. Between last night and this morning, it's not going well for the home team.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, like I mentioned at the beginning, I'm going on vacation this week.
Yep.
And if this year is just like last year, I get to contend with the the Indianapolis Farmers Market in Food Truck Bonanza that it was last year. And so I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. The only downside this year is last year our hotel, the Farmers Market and the food trucks were situated in between the convention center and the hotel.
Okay.
So you couldn't avoid them as you just walked by. Now I actually have to make a little bit of a detour where I'm staying at a different place. So I have to put a little more effort into it. Which I'm not about. I'm not about effort, if possible.
No, if there's a walk involved, you're not interested.
Especially, I'm on vacation, goddammit.
Yeah. I'm so happy right now with that poutine in my gut. Honestly. Between the steak last night, the poutine this morning, I'm on like a food high. I have not come down yet.
Nothing but granola for you for the rest of the weekend.
Well, that's about all I'm going to be able to eat. And the sad part is that my omelet and the root vegetable hash are very good. Very good, but I wanted to focus on that. To me, it's one of those things like, because of the diet, you have to kind of judge, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
That is worth it. That poutine is worth it. Go for it. Kill it.
It's one of those where it's enough portion where it's not worth saving.
No, you gotta.
So you gotta finish it, but I'm also very full.
That, I could have done that. Split that with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You or my girlfriend. Split that, maybe a little side of sausage and a side of toast or an English muffin. Game on. I'm done.
Yeah, and you'd be out in like $6.
Yep. The portion sizes are very generous here.
Yeah. Even my quiche. I mean, my quiche was easily the smallest of everything that we got.
Yeah. But that was formidable.
And it was, you know, it's the size of probably a cereal bowl.
Right.
You know, so I mean, that's bigger than if you get like a slice of quiche somewhere.
Right.
You're going to get more, you've got more here than that, than what a slice would normally give you.
The prices here are not out of line.
No.
Well, most notably the poutine.
Yeah, either right where I would expect or way low.
Yeah. I was very happy with my portion size, and I think my omelet was $10.50, and that was $1.50 charge for the red vegetable hash.
Mm-hmm.
Well within what I pay for the quality of ingredients and the food that I've gotten.
So, I would like to call you on something, though.
What's that?
And I started calling you on it earlier, but
okay.
I don't remember if you addressed it. When you ordered your omelet,
mm-hmm.
You had three choices of bread.
Yeah. Wheat.
You had wheat, you had sourdough, and you had brioche.
Right.
You went with wheat.
Right.
Which is basically like picking the Mets in your
Cubs.
The Cubs.
If you're going to do a sports analogy, get it right.
The Mets are also terrible.
They are terrible. But they're not historically bad like the Cubs.
Oh, that's
are.
True. Why? Why wheat? It's not like sourdough is that bad for you.
No, but the
brioche I might give you.
The whole wheat keeps you a little bit fuller. It's going to stay with you a little bit longer.
I'm disappointed in you.
Long term here.
Yeah, in long term, your choice in that would make very little difference. So why not enjoy yourself now?
You would have enjoyed it more had I gotten the brioche
and shared
it with you.
The wheat was good. I'm not besmirching the wheat.
They're all from is it St. Agnes?
St. Agnes, yep.
Which is right. It's not down the street.
It's down some street.
The great bread company was right there.
Oh yeah, that's what's down the street.
Sorry. Oh God, I'm so full.
I know.
Are you full yet?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Could I get a box for this?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks. That poutine was just outstanding.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Did you want me to split the checks?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was very good bread.
No, yeah. I'm not complaining. It's more just like To me, sourdough is almost one of those automatic choices.
I'm just surprised you didn't say brioche. The brioche.
I like brioche. I do. As toast, I'm kind of eh on it. But I like it as the bread in a sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, sourdough is pretty much almost... It's one of the closest things to automatic default that I can get.
Sorry, I disappointed you again.
Well, yeah, you disappoint me regularly. But that's fine. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
I got a lot of stuff to do today. This is going to hurt a lot.
Go home and watch 3 episodes of Cheers and fall asleep on the couch.
You'd be lucky to get through 3.
That's true.
You're going to be in gravy coma pretty quick here. I do have to call you out on something.
Uh-oh.
So then I can delete the email.
Oh, is this from your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's set this up first before I explain how stupid you are.
I'm talking about the steak thing.
The what?
It's not about the hot dish. It's the hot dish.
Hot dish? Oh, okay.
It's about the steak thing, and now I can't find the freaking email.
What steak thing?
A couple weeks ago, you had a conversation about the wet rub versus a marinade versus a...
Oh, yes.
And she found an article that got it right. So now I can't get into it.
Okay, I remember this conversation. And see, I thought you were bringing up the whole hot dish versus casserole thing,
right?
Which I dispute your mother.
I think you can Wikipedia and that is further correct terminology.
No, I will say that Wikipedia is wrong in this.
The internet is always right.
That's not true. But I got called out on. Okay. Here's a perfect proof of this, and this is food related.
Yeah.
So I've talked about this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show actually, but I'm working on a card game.
Yeah.
And a big part of the card game is cooking. Where you're cooking dishes. It's kind of like an Iron Chef style card game.
Okay.
And I'm building cards that are different ways of preparing something. So like grilled and poached and all that shit. So I found myself where I needed a couple extra cards.
Okay.
So I was looking up different things.
Okay.
And I was looking up broiled.
Broiled?
Broiled.
Broiled.
And it redirected... I looked it up on the Wikipedia. And it redirected me to grilled.
Okay.
And... upon research, I came to the conclusion that broiling and grilling are essentially the same thing.
You bite your tongue.
But that's exactly my point. Everyone like freaked out because I posted this on Facebook. I said broiling is the same thing as grilling, and I got creamed for it.
You should have.
But and now for one thing, I have Wikipedia to back me up on this. But the only difference I can tell. Between the two, there's actually 2 differences now that I think about it.
Okay.
Is because they're both high heat and it's directional. Dry.
Yeah, the method is very, very similar.
Yeah.
We'll give it that.
The only 2 differences are the direction that heat comes from.
Because the broiling is down.
Yeah, yeah.
Grilling's up.
Grilling's up. And then grilling has the added wrinkle of you get the metal.
Right.
Whereas broiling, it's just direct heat onto whatever you're doing. But I got creamed for it. I got people like yelling at me like how I've disappointed them. And I'm like let's look at this.
That was just from your family.
Let's look at this logically. There's really not a functional difference from that definition. If you're talking high heat, directional, dry.
I'm struggling with this box. Sorry.
So
some sort of weird origami.
I guess I only bring that up to point out that apparently Wikipedia can be wrong.
I will agree, but
so,
I'm pretty sure.
But no, going back to the original argument, the wet rub versus marinade.
Yes.
I don't remember having that much of an opinion on that. I was curious.
It wasn't that you were wrong. You were wrong about the hot dish.
No, I stand by.
You're wrong, and you know nothing about hot dishes.
I know everything. I know I am an expert of hot dishes.
More than 2.
Hmm?
You couldn't think of like more than two last week.
But that's the thing. I have a very strict definition of what qualifies as a hot dish.
But you can't say that anything with a macaroni or a pasta in it was not a hot dish.
I changed my answer after I thought about it. So.
Because my mom actually came up with a list.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I saw the list.
Somebody had a full list. Hold on a second. I have it here.
I stand by my original statement that there are things that are hot dishes that are. Wait, no. How did I phrase that? There are casseroles that are not hot dishes.
But, okay, so can
that's my point.
Can a casserole or hot dish be made on the stovetop?
No.
It has to be baked. It
has to be baked.
Okay. Then she included one that is not baked.
Okay.
And I need to correct her on that because she made a Spanish rice hot dish that never got baked.
Rice, no. Rice is never hot dish.
Hold on. What about the broccoli, chicken, and rice hot dish?
It's not a hot dish.
What is it?
It's casserole.
No, you're wrong.
No. Rice immediately disqualifies it from hot dish. I'm willing to give a little bit on the noodles.
No, it's
but
starch.
No, rice. No, it's not starch. It is a starch, but it's not based on the fact that it is a starch. Rice immediately disqualifies you.
Which basically gave me the greatest hits of our childhood, right?
I know.
Chicken tetrazzini.
See, I don't qualify that as a hot dish either.
It's a casserole.
I barely qualify as a.
It's baked though.
I've had it non-baked. So,
but I like it better.
Here's the thing: you can't do a tater tot hot dish not baked. It has to only be able to be baked.
Okay. All right, that is the qualification of something baked. I got it. Yeah. I gotcha.
Actually, no, I don't know if that works either.
Your favorite, the Milgram,
it's spaghetti. A casserole. It's not a hot dish.
What about, here we go, scalloped potatoes and ham.
Oh, that's definitely not a hot dish.
Is it a casserole?
I'd barely call it a casserole.
No, but the ham, chunks of ham in, baked
I know,
in
I know,
with that.
I know.
Really?
I know. I think part of that is a shape thing.
Okay.
Scalloped potatoes, it's not the same kind of thing as noodles.
What about the chow mein hot dish, or as I like to call it, any funeral I've ever been to in my life?
There can't be any sort of non-white influence. I think that might have stumbled on.
It might have.
It has to be the liliest, whitest thing.
The chow mein
available.
Is lily white.
No. I don't care where it's invented, it has Asian roots. Same with rice.
I'm pretty sure rice wasn't just Asian roots.
But the Asians have claimed it.
As their own.
Yes.
You're dumb. You're so dumb.
It has to be white and Lutheran.
I am Googling hot dish right now.
I don't trust the internet on this.
There we go. Hot dish is a variety of baked casserole.
Oh, suck it.
Yeah, you're right. Typically contains a starch, a meat, a protein, a canned or frozen vegetable mixed with canned soup. The dish is popular in Minnesota.
Damn right.
And North Dakota. A traditional main course is hot dish is served hot, and a single baking dish commonly appears at family reunions and church suppers.
Damn
or
right.
Funerals.
Or well, that's a former family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Form of casserole.
That's right. It is a subset of casserole.
To me, there is no... The typical... Oh, here we go. Typical ingredients in a hot dish are potatoes or pasta.
Yeah, no, and like I said, I have...
But not rice.
I've dialed back on the noodles because
so
I was right.
Because I think rice falls back into the casserole category.
Yeah, I think okay. It does too.
Ground beef, green beans, and corn. The canned soup added as a binder. Potatoes may be in the form of tater tots, hash browns, potato chips, or shoestring potatoes.
I won't disqualify potato chips, but I've never had a good potato chip based hot dish.
I love this. Also common is a dish known as goulash, although it bears no resemblance to the famous Hungarian goulash.
No.
Minnesota goulash is usually made of ground beef, macaroni, canned tomatoes, and perhaps a can of creamed corn.
Yep. As a man with Hungarian and Czech roots, goulash is very important to me. So,
well, and you're
In both senses, forms, both, yeah. both forms of goulash.
Oh. I'm full. But I would totally mow down on some hot dish right now. I would destroy some hot dish.
If my wife didn't have this ridiculous, and I've argued on several occasions, divorceable bad opinion of tater.
Yeah, can we give you the parts?
If she didn't have such a poor opinion of tater tots, she doesn't even like hash browns.
Well, how was this not discussed before you?
It has been discussed on multiple occasions.
Before you got married.
Before then,
before
it was
discussed. Before you put a ring on it, if you will.
Yes.
I wish I wouldn't have said that. Yeah, so I apologize.
Yeah, you should.
That was terrible.
No, we've managed to move past it.
Counseling.
We've accepted the fact that we will be a mixed faith household.
That is a slappable offense. I would never
slap her.
I would raise my hand to your wife for tater tots.
No,
hurtful.
It is hurtful. I've told her how much that hurts me, but.
It's almost an abomination unto the Lord.
It's
does she realize she's, you know...
I mean, surely Leviticus has something about
the afterlife.
This.
Yea, you shall not besmirch the tots of tater.
The tots of tater?
Or the Canaanites.
What do the Canaanites have to do with it?
I don't know.
We're both kind of stupid.
Which is poutine hell.
Yeah.
We're in poutine...
It's not hell.
Poutine coma.
Yeah.
I'm full. Final, you know, judgment on this place. Really, really good breakfast spot. It wasn't terribly busy, which was nice.
Yeah, I mean, for a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Beautiful Saturday morning. People are going to be out. People are going to be having some fun. I'm pretty sure I used to work with that guy in the blue shirt out there, maybe. No.
Okay. I don't know who that is, so that means nothing.
Looked like a guy I used to work with in the bike store, but he's too young. And I think he's leaving. Not working at the bike store. Never mind.
Focus.
I can't. Come for the food, stay for the poutine. That is reason alone to come here.
Yeah. That just, I mean, it really is, I think it comes down to that andouille gravy. I mean, you put that on...
A shoe.
On an English muffin.
Son of a... Oh, you...
Just singing...
I'm with you.
If you want to go the dual pork route... Get a nice little slice of Canadian bacon on an English muffin, smother it in that gravy.
Can we put a poached egg on there? Is that too much?
You could do a poached egg on there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I think the real star of that is that andouille gravy.
Yeah.
The hash browns are great.
It was mild spice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, I think of andouille, it can be very, very spicy. And to me, that was just...
It was manageable, where it was you didn't get that blast of it.
Yeah.
And built up over time, which lets you kind of negotiate it a little better.
Yep.
It's like, okay, this is a little hot, I can dial it back a bit.
Exactly. But it was hot enough that it made you want to crave it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get that way with a lot of spicy foods where the endorphin kicks, the
yeah.
endorphins kick in a little bit. And it was fantastic. I can't say enough good things about the place.
No, I'm with you. I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of these kinds of places, the breakfast places, the cafes, because I think more than any other style of place, they have the ability to do something that is very home foody, very comfort food, in a very interesting and kind of almost experimental way.
Right.
Like, you can really...
You can play around with a lot of good ingredients.
The places that do this well, I think this place, I think of Hazel's, I think of, to a lesser degree, Egg and I.
I don't really go with any of the...
Good Day Cafe is another one.
Good Day Cafe is a great one. That is a great example.
And...
Longfellow Grills.
Yeah, I've never had the breakfast,
Island
but...
Pretty sure we went there for a breakfast show. No.
No.
I had the bratwurst burrito there.
Yeah, so probably not. But no, I think these kind of places, I really like what they do. I think of the place I went to in Seattle, where I had the giant ass
omelet.
The Emily's?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't remember the name of it, but it's those kind of places where there's a, you can have fun with it,
yeah,
and you can really kind of show your talent without it being kind of pretentious.
Yeah, or douchey.
Yeah, you can't have a pretentious breakfast place.
Correct.
I'm sure you could if you really tried, but it'd be hard.
Yep.
So.
I loved it beginning to end. I'd definitely come back. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't in St. Paul, I'd be here more regularly. But
it's a good thing it is in St. Paul.
That is the flip side of that.
Yep.
So, anyway, thank you guys, obviously, for listening. Check out our food truck show. We've kind of slacked a little bit on it, but we did an episode last week, and I'm hoping to do another one this week in St. Paul again. So look forward to that. You can follow us on iTunes and just do a search for Well-Fed Guide to Life. Or you can follow us on Foursquare, foursquare.com/Well-Fed Guide to Life to see where we're going, or where we've been, I suppose. I'll be checking out places in Indianapolis this next week. And Dave will be holding down the fort here in Minneapolis. Yeah. Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG and Facebook.com/WellFitGuideToLife as well. I got nothing else. So, and my brain is fading.
Have a wonderful time in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Indianapolis?
It'll be interesting. It's the first year we're doing a condo this year.
Yep.
We're not doing a hotel. And it's got full kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try not to eat out every meal. Especially breakfasts. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if we said this during the show, but yeah, there's not a lot of good breakfast places in Indianapolis. At least not around the convention center.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. So anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.